All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Bellator 291, and that goes down on February the 25th. A very intriguing featherweight fight set to go down as Janae Harding and Sinead Kavanaugh get out there to test skills, and happy to be having Sinead on the show. How's your day going so far there?
Oh, good, Dylan. Plenty of interviewers today, so I just done a bit of training this morning, and yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and I'm curious with this particular fight, just with it being a rematch and all, like you got the victory at Bellator 207 and, you know, everything like that, or the fight went down at Bellator 207. And I mean, just an interesting fight in a certain sense, just it having been October 2018, I would think both of you have grown, I guess, leaps and bounds since then. Like, I guess it's a bit of a two-part question. Like, what do you see as the biggest differences in not just your own game, but I guess also in your opponent's game relative to the first time you guys fought?
Yeah, the first time we fought, I got cut, and I got stopped from the cut, which the cut man let me down, you know. I thought it could have been stopped, the cut. But going forward, I think I've come on so much more than the fighter I was in 2018. And I've all-rounded now, with jits and stuff like that, you know, and I'm ready to go where the fight can take me. And with Janae, I think, she's come on a lot, you know, and it's going to be an interesting fight.
Yeah, and I mean, interesting too, because it's exactly 1 year to the day that you're getting ready to come back. Like, what do you think about that? That's kind of a fun bit of, you know, serendipity, just the last one being February 25th and, you know, this next one being that same date.
Yeah, it's going to be like the anniversary of the ACL, you know, and it's crazy because Bellator was meant to be on the 24th and it got switched to the 25th. Yeah, it's going to be a year out from the fight. To tear my ACL and my MCL, it's a quick one for me to get back for a year, I think. You know, it takes people longer to get back to the fighting and me to get back into the cage after a year. I'm really looking forward to it and doing what I love.
And I mean, you touched on it there, and I wanted to get some insights on that too, because in an article I was seeing kind of, you know, recapping the fight, it was saying around 30 seconds into the fight was when the major damage was sustained. And I mean, what was going through your mind during all of that? I mean, obviously showing a lot of mental fortitude with how it played out thereafter, but what's going on in your mind during that sequence? I would think you'd be acutely aware that there's at least something wrong, maybe not the scale of the damage, but something wrong.
Yeah, she took me down, Leah took me down, and that you can see my knee goes in different angles as I fall down, and I'm on the ground and my whole leg then is just dead, it's numb and dead, and it was just like a dead limb on my body. I had no feeling in my leg whatsoever. As I go to the corner, then John said to me, I was saying it to John, my knee is gone, John. And he was like, you have two, don't you? it was like a real rocky thing. and then I go back out and I was just using her as a crutch to keep myself up, you know. But I knew it was definitely, I just didn't feel right. I couldn't stand on.
And I would think it would be just an interesting set of mixed feelings, because obviously I'd think you'd be in a tremendous amount of physical pain and everything, but in a certain sense it's you also get a victory over a notable contender in the division. It seemed like a good camaraderie moment with John Kavanaugh and Conor McGregor kind of carrying you to the back. I guess a bit removed from the situation, kind of looking back at it as a memory, what are your main takeaways from that night? Is there a certain level of, I guess, thinking of the glory kind of excitable component of it, or is the injury the predominant thing with that, or is it a bit of a mixed bag maybe?
Yeah, I think it's going to be one that I'll always remember, is my mental strength to keep going on and fighting on one leg, and getting a win over over someone that's a black belt, and I was blue. I got my purple belt then, you know. And I'm beating her own game, like, you know. So I'll always take that, remember that moment. And yeah, it was a big moment. It was the best fight of the night. It was entertaining. Like, no one knew what was going to happen next. Like, there were so many twists and turns in that fight that, it was a fight to remember for sure.
Yeah, and it seemed like you were elated getting to, you know, kind of get on the comeback trail. Like, I saw a video circa, like, earlier this month where you were talking about how much you love being back to, like, full wrestling training after, like, the damage to your ACL and MCL. Like, what were the feelings like when you were able to, like, get back to, you know, live training to a scale of, you know, ramping up, preparing for a fight?
Sorry, would you say that as well, Kendall?
Oh, just, like, being back, and, like, I saw you had a post saying you were able to, like, fully wrestle and how much you enjoyed that. Like, what were the feelings when you were able to, like, get back into, like, the full training, like, training to a scale of preparing for a fight?
Yeah, wrestling was the last thing I was, my recovery was the last thing to do was the wrestling because of the awkward positions. Like, so when I was back wrestling, like, I felt... like, I missed it so much. I felt good, you know. It was like, I finally see, like, the light at this recovery, you know. It was finally over for me now, you know. I could get stuck in, inspiring to everything that I want to, you know. And I had set the goal I set the goal for the fight in February, and I've achieved that, like, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, back at 3 Arena and everything, I imagine you'd be excited about that. It just seems like it has such a unique kind of atmosphere to it. Like, how does it feel for you as, like, a competitor being kind of at the nucleus of all that? Because it seems like one of the more lively crowds in MMA. Like, how does it feel being in the middle of the 3 Arena crowd?
Oh, it's amazing. I absolutely love it. And it's like, you get such a buzz from... walking out and hearing the crowd, and you're ramped up, like, to prove, like, gladiator, like, kill or be killed, and you know, it's special to be there to fight in that crowd, you know. Romero loved it, like, everyone that fights there loves it, like, it's something special.
Yeah, for sure. And this is kind of an interesting fight too, because, like we were saying before, this is, like, a chance for, like, a bit of redemption there, kind of evening up the series. And I mean, returning back from injury, like, maybe you're not even thinking of it like this, but is there a certain, I guess, path you have this year, like a certain idea of, like, strength of schedule, like maybe an idea of where you'd like to be at the end of the year kind of thing? Or just with the injury, maybe it's, like, more of a take it fight by fight kind of thing?
I want to have the three fights this year. Like, you know, I've been let down. Like, I've only had last year, I only had the one fight. The year before, the one fight because of the COVID. So this year, I'd love to get three fights in by the end of the year and three wins. That's the goal to have. So I'm hoping I can do that.
Yeah, and I mean, if you were putting results like that together, I mean, I think you'd be at least right back in there for, you know, contending for the title once again. Is that something you're kind of thinking of too? I would imagine that would be an express goal down the line to get another crack at that, you know, featherweight belt.
Sidewalk here in Dublin, that's where I want it. You know, last time I fought her, it was an explosive 2 minutes, but, you know, I got into a brawl where I hit her and I rocked her, she hit me and broke my eye socket, so yeah, I definitely want to do that rematch, and I want that in Dublin. That's the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that would be great. And I guess, like, to the point of, like, I guess the road to that, like, I mean, we're talking about opponents you've previously tested skills with. I mean, Arlene Blankow is an individual who would, you know, fit that bill, and someone who's, like, just in the, you know, rankings position a bit above you, with her being, you know, two and you being at number three, like, not getting ahead of this fight, obviously, but I would imagine that would also be another one you'd like to have at some point this year, or even down the line.
With Arlene?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I saw Robert as well, and she, that was a close fight. We it was split decision, and Ian won. But I like, again, I thought I should have had my hand raised. That was a long time ago as well. So yeah, I would love to and rematch with me, Arlene. That's explosive. I reckon, like, that's a don't blink in that fight. Like, the two of us are very powerful women. Like.
Yeah, that would definitely be one I would enjoy seeing. And I guess I'm curious because, like, a lot of the, you know, information around you has you training out of, like, SBG Ireland. But, like, I guess I'm curious as to, like, the main people you're, like, sparring with and getting in that direct work with while you're there.
I train with a lot of different bodies. But I do spar Lucy. Her second name is Palova, I think, Luva or something. So she's from, she fights at bantamweight in the UFC. So I spar with her, you know, the two of us are, take the head off each other. It's always explosive with me and her. And so she's a great sparring partner. She just keeps coming forward, like, and there's no, our engine is just, like, doesn't stop. So I've been sparring her a lot, and I'm being hit a lot, you know. So all is good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, a talented fighter, seems like some classic, like, iron sharpens iron kind of work, for like lack of a better way to phrase it.
Yeah, definitely. She's a good girl, you know. And I have to think with her, like, you know, I can't throw silly shots. And yeah, we're good training partners for each other.
Yeah, and it seems like there's some good representation on the card too. Like, I saw you had a post a while ago where you were hanging out with, like, Artem Lobov and, you know, Pedro Carvalho, and with Pedro being in the co-main event. Like, is there that certain kind of sense of camaraderie in a particular way? Like, you know, the team with their individual tasks kind of walking into the event. Is there that sort of sentiment, almost like a team feel?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh, just with, like, Pedro being in the co-main and the ties you guys have, like, is that something that, you know, excites you? Like, is there, like, a team camaraderie kind of thing with that?
Oh, definitely. Well, especially when you're in the background, we're all warming up, we all see each other walking out, we're all clapping for each other, you know, and then watching the fight on the screen, you know, just seeing how well they're doing. It's a different experience for sure, like, it's a different experience. Seeing everyone walk out, it's crazy, like.
Yeah, no, I always love watching those cards and stuff like that. I mean, you love seeing how much, you know, SPG fires up the Ireland crowd. But I was seeing recently, it looks like you've got, like, Black Forge in on the team now. Is that where the after party is going to be? You guys heading to Black Forge in?
The Black Forge, yeah. Once you go in, though, you don't come back out. The doors are locked and that's it. It's the next day.
No, I love to hear that. That's fun. But you've been really great with your time. And like I was saying before, I imagine there's other people that want to talk to you as well. So is there anything you maybe would like to kind of add as, like, a final parting thought as we're wrapping up, Sinead?
It's just good to be back. That's it.
Yeah, and I think anyone who follows Bellator is very excited to have you back. And this Bellator 291 fight is going to be a great one, a very intriguing rematch. And yeah, excited to check that out on the 25th. But until then, you have a good rest of your day, Sinead.
Thanks, Dylan.